Welcome to Mostly Max and Other Things. I am the aforementioned Max. Yes, this was supposed to come out on Thursday. I knew I was going to get up and record and work and do all the other stuff I had to do and drop a hot something of ramblings on today. Well, I'm recording it now on Thursday instead of, well, you get the gist. Any hooser, that didn't happen. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's staying healthy. I don't care about what these people talk about. Coronavirus is still in a full effect. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you all are staying safe and healthy and taking care of yourselves. And why not just get in to the fuckery? Since we last spoke, Russia invaded Ukraine. The GOP death cult was like, yeah, buddy. And then when they realized that it was not the popping vibe to be on, they tried to walk it back like it didn't happen when the wind changed. And that's funny because we know who be paying your monies and keeping you in dark money and, you know, all that other stuff y'all like. Because y'all don't like nothing else but getting paid and being roachy. And that's the brand. Anyway, Russia invaded Ukraine and people were trying to get out and, you know, desperation and everything. And as always, there's always time for anti-blackness, even during a war. There are a lot of students from a lot of African countries that go to Ukraine to do like medical school and stuff like that because it's cheaper. And they were trying to leave. They were trying to cross the border into Poland. And of course, you know, because white people are inherently disappointing. Yeah, they were stopping folks from getting on trains and buses, or they had trips that would take normally maybe a couple of hours were taking 3 to 4 days. People were walking. People were sitting out in the cold with newborn babies. And literally they were like, nope, no blacks getting on this train, only these Ukrainians. And until cats started to, like, you know, push women and children onto the trains, like, fuck that. Only like a handful of folks were able to get on the trains. And they had such a rigmarole. Even when they did get to the border, some folks got to the border of Poland and Poland was like, ah, all full up. So all of the varying countries that these students and folks who just happened to live there came from had to step in and help them. Like the Nigerian consulate had to get involved and all the other African countries had to get involved to try to get their citizens out of there because, you know, racism going racism. Trash all day. And speaking of trash all day, the U.S. has paused deportations to Ukraine due to the ongoing humanitarian crisis. I remember very clearly, I'm old enough to remember when Haiti was basically a pile of rubble because of an insane earthquake and a whole bunch of other aftershocks and terrible shit that happened right after. And the party didn't stop in terms of deportations. Back to Haiti. The party didn't stop for Honduras. The party didn't stop for Belize. It didn't stop for none of these countries that had actual ongoing humanitarian crises that are still going, by the way. But, you know, whiteness. Everybody is terrible. And it's also interesting to watch the folks say the quiet parts out loud. Like, cats are really getting on television and saying, like, oh, it's so much more civilized. You know, the Ukrainians are so much more civilized, and it's really harrowing to see all these blue-eyed white people, you know, going through this. It's terrible. How can we help? Well, honey, we can't get no stimmies up in here. People are robbing and stealing and knocking people in the head with hammers and shit, stealing purses at like 60 years old and shit to get to like some kind of anything here. And we can't get anything from our government, but our government is wildly helpful and handing $6 billion with a B, American dollars, to the good folks in Ukraine so that they can, you know, support themselves or whatever. But, yeah, it's very interesting to see how people are like, I can't believe Europeans are getting got like this. As if it's not the chickens coming home to roost. I mean, y'all are the originators of aggression and colonization. So I don't even, people just conveniently forget history when it suits them. And it's really, really something to see. Anyway, in the meantime, everybody's sick of Russia's shit and they're bouncing them out of everything. Soccer teams getting suspended, money getting frozen, the oligarchs can't get to their coins, the stock exchange in Russia is like circling the drain, the Hague is talking about charging them with crimes against humanity. It's like big, big, big punishment energy. Some rich dude put $1 million bounty on Putin's head, but he walked it back, of course. But like, he was like, yeah, though, if somebody does arrest him for crimes against humanity, I got you for a milli, whoever the military person is that does it. I don't think $1 million is enough, but you know, whatever. But first he was like, kill him. And then he was like, psych, that was wrong. What I meant to say, you know what you said. You meant what you said the first time. No need to walk it back. And other fucking bullshit. Uncle Joe did his first State of the Union. It was meh. He went full pandering to cats who will continue not voting for Dems on the full, you know, I'll never defund the police. And, you know, I'm really tired of people pretending they don't know what that means. Nobody is saying, like, get rid of them, even though I mean. No one's saying get rid of them. No one is saying club them over the head and leave them in the street for vultures. None of that. What they're saying is put money in other places that have more, how can I put this? Not so much value, but things that are much more helpful, like mental health assistance, housing assistance, things like that. Jobs assistance, things that people actually need, direct cash assistance, shit like that. Stuff that'll keep people from robbing and stealing and going into to the Walmart and clearing them out. Like, that's the other thing too, because people are desperate and they're doing what they have to do. They're trying to really get me to go up for the fact that cats are going into the Walmart and boosting, and now they gotta lock up all the diapers and the cereals and shit like that. The problem isn't that people are robbing the Walmart. Walmart will be okay. They've got plenty of insurance for shrinkage. But the underlying problem is that folks don't have what they need. And they're going to take shit and knock people in the head to get it. And that is what the fuck is happening. And it'll get worse before it gets better, because everybody's on that 94 plan where they're going to roll out probably a new crime bill that'll lock more people up again and, you know, create a whole nother lane to get money off of locked up bodies and shit like that. So, yeah. And, you know, Mayor Clown Shoes, of course, is the water carrier in chief for that type of shit. Like, he's all about, let's put more cops and get these homeless people out the trains. I'm like, yeah, you can get them out the trains. Put them in houses. Put them in safe, clean housing. Give them the supports that they need, that they don't have to sleep on the train. And they don't have to defecate wherever, home or wherever that is for them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's better to just be like, we're going to put $4 bajillion on the cops so they can go down to the things and criminalize people who are already at the bottom of where they could possibly be. Let's make it worse and put them in jail. Like, the thing of it is, people can't say that there's not been studies, there hasn't been research, that folks haven't been studying what people need. The science is there. The math is mathing. What people need is money. What they need is housing. What they need are jobs. All of the reports have said as such. And everybody pretends that they don't know any better because they don't have the will, and it ain't really financially feasible to the people who want it, who don't want it. You know what I'm saying? To continue doing the same old shit and going back to the same playbook. And it's so whack to keep watching it happen over and over again. Anyway, Uncle Joe did his State of the Union. Them two dummies, Bulbert and Green Taylor, whatever that hoe's name is, got to yelling in a synchronized fashion because they went in there trying to get to the stunts and shows because they're corny. I was waiting for it, and I knew it would be them, and it was. I don't know what them bitches was talking about. I don't care. I don't pay them no mind. They are dumb, and they should have been booted out of the house from time. Like, you don't have a point. You don't do any work. You don't help any constituents. The only people you help are yourselves. You are useless, and they should be primaried immediately. And if the DNCC was smart, they would make it rain on anybody who came up to say, get these bitches out of here, because that's what should happen. Make it rain. Make it rain on the people who want to fucking primary those hoes. What else? The CDC is changing guidelines around masks, loosening up indoor masking requirements, like the pandemic is over or some shit, which is just, New York has lifted restrictions in schools starting on Monday. I think also in restaurants and event spots. The governor has been down with it. Clown Shoes, I think, is down with it, of course. And they're really pressing the whole, you got to open the offices back up. You can't keep hiding behind COVID. What? Anyway, everybody's dumb and I'm tired, as always. I don't give a fuck what they talking about. My mask restrictions are still in fucking place. Y'all can risk it all sniffing the air with these dirty hoes, but I don't plan to. I'm moving on. I think that's it. This week on the podcast, again, I don't have a guest. I just don't. Yeah, man, I just have to revamp my list. It feels like I've hit everybody that I wanted to hit. And now I have to, I guess, dream bigger. Whee! Anyway, I'm going to work on it. I mean, aren't you guys just happy to hear my voice every week? Just me. I know you're not. You like, girl, bye. Anyway, there's no guest. So what we're going to do is get into these key takeaways. Key takeaway number one. Y'all got real short memories. It's very interesting. By that, I mean, y'all really started giving Kanye country again, huh? As soon as that Netflix joint dropped, here y'all was opining over his genius, I suppose. I don't know about all that. I feel like that's probably a reach, but okay, good. Great. Anyway, while he's harassing his soon-to-be ex-wife and her new man, and being a basic terror who is spiraling, by the way. He is spiraling. Like, I hope Kim and Pete got security. You know what I mean? The boy is spiraling and it's not looking good. Anyway, he's really harassing that publicly that empty vessel that he married, and he's still gobbling Trump dick down to the fucking stem, and now he's out trying to be an op for fucking Putin. Yeah, he's trying to get a meeting with that dude. Look into it. But that documentary, though, y'all got it. Couldn't be me. I'm not going to fucking get that boy no attention. He don't deserve. So that's that on that. Key takeaway number two, I need these weird public relationship ass couples to just leave us alone. And by that, I mean these couples that like to get on the internet, like famous people who like to get on the internet and share all this shit and give us all this whatever. And like, oh, I carry a vial of blood because I love them. Like, leave us alone. I don't care. Like, go love each other quietly. Like, we don't need all this performative, oh, I dyed my hair like orange because it's her favorite color, and I bought her a giant monstrosity of a ring that was probably mined by children in South Africa or something, that, you know, if she takes it off, it'll cut her finger off or some shit like that. Just please, I don't care. Go away. I don't even be paying attention to these people, and like, somehow some bullshit always floats around with their bullshit that I don't care about. Like, please. Leave me alone. Please and thanks. And my third and final, I got three, guys. My third and final key takeaway is mediocre white dudes stay loud and wrong, boy. It's like ugly dudes. Like, they loud and wrong too. Like, you look like how you look, and you mediocre as the fucks. And if you wasn't rich and white and given plenty of country to be you, wouldn't nobody pay you no mind? You'd be out here shuffling fries or something, as you should, because no disrespect to that industry and that work. That is the hardest work you'll ever do in your life. No shade. But really, my guy, no, you gotta shut the fuck up. Like, just shut the fuck up. Of course, I'm talking about Tucker Carlson, who is sentient trash, covered in shit, covered in maggots, and covered in more shit. He felt like he needed to get on television yesterday and try my good sis. Well, yeah, okay. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is the woman who has been nominated by old Joe to be put onto the Supreme Court. First black woman. You already know the vibes. We all knew what was going to happen. Misogynoir on Deki. As soon as the discussion even started, I was like, here we go. We going to have fuck shit on 10,000, because as always, they save the big energy for the black girls. And that's what's going on here. So basically, this empty fucking vessel got on his little talk show, or whatever you want to fucking call it, his white power hour, and said, why didn't Joe Biden mention her LSATs? Where's her LSAT score? First of all, you fuckwit. You could literally never, if you are a black person, scratch that, if you are a black woman, and you're nominated to anything, you have to be extraordinary. So, of course, she's like double Ivies, you know, worked for like the judge that she's going to replace on the court, you know, got onto the court. Of course, also, she was also endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police. But, you know what? Yeah. Basically, if you pull up and you are endorsed by everybody, and you are black and a lady, you have to be 15 times better than everybody the fuck else. So that said, she's 55,000 times better than you, Tucker. I'm not even going to bother to say your name right, because fuck you. You literally could not and would not be able to stand next to her in terms of achievement. Your biggest achievement is getting fired off of CNN after Jon Stewart dragged you and they had to fucking banish your pussy ass for a million fucking years. And then you popped up in the scum pile that is Fox News. And now you just talk shit every night and wolf whistle and, excuse me, dog whistle and just ring the alarm for all things white grievance every fucking night for these lemmings that watch your bullshit. Please, you don't have it to fuck with her at all. You just don't. And you know it. You know good and hell well you could never and will never get to her level. You could never. This is as high as you're gonna go. And claps for you. If it wasn't for that Swanson's food money, you wouldn't be even a fucking blip. And that is just fucking facts. I am tired of underwhelming white boys talking the cashiest of shit. You don't have the range, friend. Leave her out of it. Go sit in a corner. No one's interested. You fucking booger wolf. And that's really that. Any hooser, that is it for this week. Mostly Max and Other Things. I will be back next week with or without a guest. And probably on time. With notice, even. Any hooser, as always, keep washing your hands. Keep the mask on. I don't give a fuck what the CDC talking about. Keep that Purell on Deki. Stay healthy, stay safe, take care of yourself, and take care of others. And I will talk to you next week.